and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 26th of January, 35 degrees on our way to 42 today. And again, dense fog advisory remains in effect until noon. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by new RDA Interim President, Jim Witt. Jim, good morning. How are you on this Friday?
Good morning, Ron. Glad to be with you. And I hear that the temperatures are climbing to 42. So if we can get rid of this fog and a few other things, we're on our way back to normal.
Glad to see that, for sure.
Well, Jim, you're going to need a bigger name tag now, the interim RDA president. And you have obviously been heavily involved with activities here, not only with the RDA, but with the city of Emporia. You're going to be replacing Chuck Scott, who recently resigned with the RDA, but you have a long track record here with the city, interim assistant manager, city special projects coordinator. You're a man with a large plate because it seems, Jim, there's plenty on it.
Well, there's a lot going on in Emporia. You know, my 3 to 4 month stint that started in 2013 now is up to 10 years plus, but there's just a great attitude in Emporia of moving forward, and I've been very fortunate to assist in that. I hope I can continue that path with the RDA with the success that Mr. Ken Hearman, Chuck Scott had in moving the community forward. So looking forward to the challenge. I've got a lot to catch up on, particularly in the RDA area, but got a very good board and people who are committed to Emporia to assist me.
Obviously, the situation around Chuck Scott started rapidly unfolding right before Christmas. My question for you is, when were you approached about possibly filling in, serving in that interim role, and how ready and willing were you to jump on board when asked?
Well, Tegan, that's a great question because last Wednesday at about 4:30 was the first inkling I had that I was even being considered for it. I told the individuals who called that I need some time and talk to my boss of almost 51 years if he's ready for me to be a little more committed. And after about 24 hours, we decided that he'd let me have the pass out of the house again. So it's just been a week, basically. So, and I had no inkling it was coming. It was sort of it was a little shock the first half hour after I got the call. I sort of walked around in a fog, which would be appropriate for what we've had the last 7 days. So, anyways, that's when I first heard about it. But I am familiar with RDA. I knew Kent Hearman pretty well. He did a great job. And then Chuck Scott, I know Chuck and I had worked together on some things, so I'm not totally unfamiliar with the organization, but I wouldn't say I'm the expert with the RDA.
Well, obvious choice, I think, for the board, and I know that they greatly appreciate you accepting, the invite, the request, the pleading, I guess, to come on and take the RDA's presidency on an interim basis. The search for a full-time director is underway. So what will specifically be your role? I mean, you haven't been, obviously, on this too long now, Chuck, or Jim, but what basically is the plan now that you step in?
Well, I think I'm going to meet with some key board members here next week. We'll get a little more defined pattern, but basically, I want to carry on what's been started, make sure nothing falls through the cracks, work with our existing industries and employers to ensure that they have a smooth road in Emporia, maintain their operations as well as expand them if necessary. And obviously, we always want to talk about additional jobs and better jobs for Emporia citizens, both existing ones and the future. So really, it's, to me at this point, it's just keeping the road smooth and paved and moving forward. And but I think working with existing industry is critically important. And then working with the components of housing and labor force obviously have to be on the plate.
I want to loop back to that side of things here, Jim, in just a second, specifically about, you know, some of those other really, I guess, rapidly developing, at least in the public eye, economic drivers, childcare development, housing, things like that. But I'm going to possibly jump the gun on the timetable here in just a second. You know, last several months or so, we've been hearing about a number of different projects at various stages of the pipeline. And we've been told that it's been upwards of 50 plus potential projects in various levels of conversation or development. Do those projects at this point in time continue to move forward, at least very short term, or are they kind of all on hold here until you're able to maybe get a few more conversations under your belt and the city continues that process moving towards a permanent person?
Well, I think the best answer I can give you right now is I'll move them forward at the pace that that we can accommodate. And I think, you know, there's a lot going on in the area of housing, and those, I think, continue to move forward. The weather has been a factor, maybe completing some. But basically, I can say we're going to move forward at a pace that is positive for both the project and the community. I wish I could give you a better detailed answer, but I just actually started going through some project files Wednesday and familiarizing myself with what's going on.
Well, I think you already are very familiar with the RDA director's role, Jim, because that is a standard RDA president reaction. That's an answer right there.
Okay. But we normally... I had good training by Mr. Herman and Mr. Scott, so I was well trained. Okay.
You did mention the word housing here. I guess maybe your special project coordinator hats. How do you see the flow happening here with the housing and our projects we have? It looks like in the near future here, Jim.
Well, I think housing is starting to move forward. There's, I know, three projects that are ready to jumpstart and get going, and that's just a matter of time and materials and the builders who can put the projects together. And, you know, that's one thing that people don't realize, I think, in housing is that you can plat a piece of ground, you can have a beautiful plan, but there's getting it built is a different matter. Infrastructure, availability of contractors, availability of materials, et cetera. I met with some developers this week regarding that, and it still is a problem in terms of certain materials and skilled craftsmen to build the projects. You just can't throw them up. Now, there's some people looking at alternative delivery styles for housing. I think that's going to be a positive for the community. But all in all, it's just a matter of putting the round stuff in the right hole and get things down the road.
The other thing, too, is this probably adds another layer of conversations, at least for the next several months, with Michelle Margeson at Ignite Emporia on the child care side of things and trying to make sure that potential businesses, whether they are new or expanded or adjusting their operations, have the child care that they need, because that seems to be now a critical player going forward.
It is, and I'll be very honest, that's probably the weak point in my background is the child care delivery. I know before Michelle got there, Rob Gilligan had worked on it, and various members of the community have worked on the child care thing. One thing I need to get up to speed on, and one thing I'm not up to speed on at the moment, but being a parent of many years ago, my boys are all in their 40s now, child care was important then. I didn't realize it would impact my life so much, but it impacts all of our labor force and all of our community, and we need to take a hard, long look at it and realize it's another critical part of infrastructure, just like we've talked about electricity, stormwater, water systems. Childcare now fits in that infrastructure of a community. Without it, you're not going to be successful.
Yeah, and on the housing front, too, you know, there are a number of projects, as you mentioned, Jim, that are the fuse is kind of being lit to get everything going, not only to get these things built, but then you're going to have to get people to buy them and live in them. And then, you know, as the RDA, we need to attract new business and industry in town here. How attractive a place is the city of Emporia at this point?
Well, I'm a little prejudiced in that area because I think it's very attractive, and I have both the insider and 10,000 feet above the ground view of it. I think it's a great location. It's got a tremendous amount of community amenities. You look at our school system. You look at the VOTEC. You look at ESU. You look at the park system in Emporia. The ability, shopping has improved tremendously and will continue to improve in the next decade around Emporia. And then the old real estate term, location, location, location. And Emporia's access to some major metro areas and its ability to provide it in-town entertainment is probably second to none with the theater and the other offerings around the community. I think Emporia is in very good shape.
Outstanding. Well, Jim, anything else you wanted to add here before we close down our interview and I guess maybe let you get to the office here this morning?
Well, no, I don't have any major factors. It'll be a little time. I appreciate the support to staff over at Robert Emily, who's been with the RDA a long time, worked with Mr. Herman and Mr. Scott, has been a valuable asset to me, and I'll lean on Robin a little bit here in the next few weeks as we gain some steam and move forward. But I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. All I can say is I hope I leave the road, the RDA road, as smooth as possible for the next person.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you stepping up once again and helping out and using your vast talents for the benefit of Emporia and the surrounding area. And we appreciate your time here this morning.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Appreciate it, gentlemen. Take care. Have a great day.
All right.
Be safe.
Yep, you too, Jim Witt, interim RDA president, and, of course, also special projects coordinator here, Chuck, for the city of Emporia.
Indeed. And speaking of city matters, this will be the focus of our newsmaker segment coming up on Monday, and we'll be actually joined by current special projects director Taylor Wash. We'd mentioned earlier the week about the community survey currently underway, so we'll talk about that.